Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 744, 16 till 8, quickly to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. I talked to Liz Morrow yesterday, and I asked her, okay, so if the city's, first of all, I said, does the state have any exposure on this these bonds that the city wants to sell? There was a pregnant pause, and she said, no. She said it's about the future. That's why she wants a fiscal committee to take over, about the city running at a deficit and that they want the state to bail them out, and that New Orleans is a drain on the state. I'm paraphrasing here. She didn't say this, but not the other way around, that New Orleans doesn't feed the state. I don't know what the truth is. I don't know what the truth isn't. But I would like to try to get it from you to see what's going on. And then I asked her, I said, well, if you were to take charge as fiscal committee of what the city council, because I mentioned also, you know, if I had been to Austin, a friend of mine's been to Austin. I said, what's the difference between Austin and New Orleans? And he said, tax base. I said, well, okay, if that's the case, then what are you going to cut? I asked Liz Morales, and she said, I don't know. And I said, well, if you don't know, then how do you know you can do a better job taking it over? Jump in where you feel comfortable there. That's all, you know, secondhand. You can go back and listen to it at WWL if you like. But that's where I think we are. Where does the truth fit into all of this?
Well, I think there's a few things. First of all, obviously tensions are high and everybody is upset about the situation. And I'm hoping over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, wait, one more thing. I'll be done. She also tweeted that Mayor Cantrell, apparently, and this goes to show you why you can't get backed into a political corner backing somebody, because you might find out that my friend's enemy is your enemy's friend, however that thing works, but that she tweeted that LaToya Cantrell told the council about the budget shortfall in January, which I think that's kind of playing fast and loose with the facts when you look at the video. Go ahead.
Well, okay, let's take up that one first then, Tommy, because there's been a letter circulating on social media that is unsigned and was sent to me in draft that people are relying as the aha moment. Mm-hmm. But that is a draft letter that was then radically changed and amended, and that was later signed by both the CAO at the time, Gilbert Montagno, and the head of finance, Romy Samuel. Now, this is one of the things. People should read that letter. I encourage everybody to read the letter that is signed by both of them. And it says a couple of very important things and has important omissions. The thing that it says repeatedly is that the city wants to maintain $133 million fund balance, which they believe at that point we have done. And they don't want to take any funds away from that. So, again, that is in there a couple of times. Number two, there is nothing in there about overtime issues that they are experiencing. And number three, there's nothing in there about FEMA reimbursement and how that plays into potential cash flow issues.
Okay.
So, you know, so look, I understand a desire for people to want to assign blame and point to different facts. But if you go back and you read the letter, and you watch the February 11th meeting, where we are repeatedly told that there isn't a financial issue and that we can make payroll and that austerity isn't needed, those are what the facts are. And so we should rely on those. Now, given where we are, what are the things that we need to do? One of the places I would say that I think we need to focus on is Helena Moreno was elected with a mandate of the people overwhelmingly in a primary, and that she should be given a wide berth to govern at this time.
And I've repeatedly,
Tommy, I've said putting Helena aside, whoever the next mayor is ought to have an oversized say in what this next budget process looks like. Now that it happens to be Helena, you are seeing, I would say, even more than glimpses of what she is interested in. Right now, where I'm watching, and I think the public is seeing, Helena look at every single money source that is available to see what we can do to cobble as many buckets that we have internally in the city together to make the cash flow work, to look at necessary expenses that have to be done.
So we have two concerns, Joe. I'm just jumping in for a second because I'm looking at the clock. We got a concern about making payroll till the end of the year. Then we got next year's budget. When it comes to next year's budget, if the tax base is what it is and there's only so much coming in, well, then that means if those that are crying the mantra of you got to make cuts, then I would ask you, what are the cuts going to be and what's it going to look like to the people that live in New Orleans or visit New Orleans?
Well, again, a good question. I think specifically the things the mayor-elect is looking at are federal employees who have been in the city under grants but who are now being paid general fund dollars. I just don't know if you can keep every single one of those. Mm-hmm. And then number two, I think it's looking at all operational expenses and what needs to be done. And then Tommy, number three, looking at revenue sources that we are leaving on the table in terms of not having enough people at safety and permits, making sure that rules are being enforced that need to be enforced, making sure that we're doing sales tax audits appropriately. So it's looking at all of those things together and kind of A, cutting where you can, and then I think emphasizing those revenue generation sources within the city as the first few things that absolutely have to be done.
This bond, tell me about the money that rainy day fund to get through the end of the year. Let's look at that.
Yeah, so there's between $34 and $37 million in the rainy day fund. So your listeners know what we were told yesterday or the day before by the administration is you essentially need $40 million per month to make payroll. Mm. So essentially tapping the rainy day fund would be a month's worth of payroll. A condition is for tapping it is a financial downturn. And I would argue both what's happening in the city and in the country meets that qualification. You need five council members to tap into that. And I think the bottom line, this is me speaking, I know the paper reported that a number of my colleagues supported tapping it. I have no problem tapping it once we've convinced ourselves that we've looked at every single source that we have available and that we've made every commitment possible to getting every single one of those dollars and using the rainy day fund as the last resort.
So Liz Merles tells me yesterday that the problem is if they approve this bond issue, then, okay, even if the city pays it back, you're going to be looking to the state to bail them out 5 months from now. Are you going to be looking to the state to bail?
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bail them out 5 months from now? Bail you out 5 months from now?
I haven't heard anybody say that whatsoever. Mm-hmm.
Besides Liz Morrow.
Well, that's right. Yeah. And look, I understand other people are entitled to their opinions, but I think the facts on the ground are that we are looking at, to your point, Tommy, both how do we solve the current cash crunch, looking at every dollar that we have available, and then number two, building a pragmatic, conservative budget that is focused on public safety needs first. And when I say public safety, I don't just mean police. I mean Department of Public Works and code enforcement, safety and permits. And then everything else is just going to have to be in a different situation. But when you look at trash needs and fixing streets and making sure permits are processed, that is part of the public safety umbrella, and those are the things that are going to be prioritized in the next budget.
Because she talked about fiscal committee taking over and a judge overseeing all of this, and she talked about the expense of the consent decree with the police department, but it just seemed to me, if a fiscal committee, what would a fiscal committee, and I know you're not going forward with this bond issue, but if a fiscal committee were to take over, what would that look like for the city?
Well, what we're concerned about is it's like a consent decree from the state to the city. Mm-hmm. I mean, here the people in Baton Rouge have regularly fought about the federal government intervening in the police force and at the jail. And so essentially what the fiscal committee would be a state-mandated consent decree on the city. And to the point you raised earlier, it would be about what are the things that the state then would control. So they would decide all the things. And look, the bottom line is, if that happens, you live with all the decisions. Mm-hmm. I think that's something I heard Clancy Dubow say on WWL-TV, is that once you decide you're doing it, you own it all. And again, I don't want to be hyperbolic and grandiose here. I think it's a time where people are in their feelings. We're supposed to get in a room next week in Baton Rouge and really discuss this, and hopefully we can take the rhetoric down three notches, make sure we're making good decisions. And here's the last part, Tommy. I understand the skepticism for other people around the state about what's happening. Let's show them what our plan is, what we're willing to do with the legislative auditor, making sure that reports are being given and produced. And I think that is a pathway forward to hopefully providing better context for now and the future.
Has the city gone to the state to bail them out before?
Not that I remember. I've been getting a lot of history lessons over the years, including mm-hmm. my mom when she was a city attorney, who remembers being
But not
furloughed.
Recently, right?
No, this is no. So I think the city has usually taken on its own drastic measures.
That's what I thought. All right, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Just trying to get the facts out there. 7:55, 5 till 8. Have a nice Halloween, you and the family. We'll take a break, come back. Traffic now, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.